It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hello, welcome to Alaska Real Estate Today.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
I'm Lisa Maynard. And today we're just going to have some news and notes about what's going on in real estate right now.
Thanks, Lisa. And for all you buyers and sellers out there probably wondering what the heck is going on and nationally in our local markets. So we're going to touch on what's going on nationwide, what's going on locally, you know, what we're expecting this next year, talk about interest rates. We are going to also touch a little bit about some unexpected buyer costs that buyers are bumping into. And then we're going to finish the show off today talking about floods. And actually a lot to talk about there. So first off, Lisa, what have you seen with interest rates? They've been going up, up, up.
Yeah, they've been going up, and they're not going up in the rate that they told us they would at the beginning of this year.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I'm glad you said that. So, and they're suggesting more rate hikes to combat inflation. So Federal Chief Jerome Powell, he was pushing for another raise in the federal funds rate by 50 basis points and possibly two more 50 basis point rate hikes in the next two meetings. So,
and what does that mean to the general public?
So how does it affect the consumers and investors? So they're directly linked to credit cards and student loans and car loans and adjustable rate mortgages. And quick side note, they've doubled in the last 2 years. And by doubled, I mean the demand for them. So not the rates, but they've doubled, which is a little off-putting to me. But they'll also influence mortgage rates, although they're not directly related. So you can't expect the interest rates to go up. There's a couple of economists that think we'll be 6, maybe 7% by the end of the year. And we haven't seen that since 2009, I think it is.
Yeah, it's 2009, I think, was the last time we saw those kind of numbers.
But with the higher mortgage rates and higher home prices, we should see a cooling off of the housing market. So we'll talk about that, too.
And cooling off, you mean slowing, not... People use terms and get a little...
Yeah, cooling off doesn't mean the bottom's going to drop out, a bunch of foreclosures are going to jump on. It just means it's slowing down. And we've talked about price growth is still growing. It's just slowing down. So it's not dropping. It's just increasing at a slower rate. So, and that has not changed. And I do have a little bit to talk about with my hero, the chief economist of National Association of Realtors, Lawrence Yun. He said it's a very unusual market because we're seeing properties that are, you know, if they're priced well and show well, they're still getting gobbled up. But 6 to 7% by the end of the year. You might want to think about what that does to your budget, and what kind of home you'll be able to afford if you don't get going. We've seen. Lisa, you got to help me out here a little bit. I think we're seeing about 60 days from contract to close.
I would say generally in our office, I'm seeing it creep down. I'm seeing under 50 more so now. I am seeing a little swell that we're all part of the pack that got delayed in this last week or two. A lot of things are moving through, and I'm seeing the newer contracts are running closer to that 45 to 50 days in our office.
New construction, I know this is, for me, kind of a phantom topic because I don't know what's going on in the new construction world in Fairbanks. You just don't see a lot of it. You see some onesies and twosies. You see some stuff out there that's listed that's not selling. Maybe it's a little overpriced. Maybe people expect a little bit more for the, you know, for what what they're putting it out there as, you know, a little maybe less contractor, quote unquote, contractor grade type stuff. But not a lot of the new starts up.
Yeah, and a lot of times we just don't see necessarily them come through the MLS. So it's just we try to hunt and gather our information where we can get it.
Yeah, and nationwide there is a slight tick up in home starts for single-family homes, but there's a tick down for new starts for multifamily. So multifamily is slowing down a little bit right now. So if you all listening and thinking about buying or selling a multifamily home, especially selling a multifamily home, you might want to.
But I do think it's a little different for us up here in Fairbanks, where it is not uncommon for owner-occupied multi-homes, and that's less common down in the lower 48. So I don't know necessarily they're as a tied in to the lower 48, just because we have a little different perspective on multi-family homes, and owner-occupied is very common up here.
That's so true. Penny home sales, so we're down in March. So, but again, it's 1.2%. It's not a big decrease. But the National Association of Realtors does predict that sales will be down a total of 9% year over year, and that's nationwide. And I think it's going to be true of our market too.
Is that still due to some inventory issues on top of also the interest rates going up?
Yes. Yep. That's exactly right, Lisa. Both of those are factors that are stated countrywide, and it's true for our market too. And my hero Lawrence Young expects multiple offers are going to disappear, and he's anticipating calmer, more normal conditions to replace what's been, you know, this frenzy that we've been seeing out there for the last couple of years. So everybody's got to pay attention to that and know what that means for them. So if you're a you know, if you're a home buyer or home seller, you gotta think about what that, you know, what that actually means for you. So when this slowdown occurs again, like Lisa said, it's not the bottom's not dropping out, but it's just not going to be as crazy as it is. And in the West, Lisa, we use showing time as kind of an indicator to they're a great, I guess, benchmark for showing you what the market's doing. Again, it's a
and showing time is our platform that a realtor requests showings on a property from another realtor, and it tracks and gathers data to see the amount of people going in and out single house store, but also in the entire market or an entire region, and give numbers.
Yeah, and it breaks it down into four areas of the country: the West, Midwest, Northeast, and South. And three of the four areas have slowed down, and the West is way down. So the South is pretty flat, but in the West, which includes Alaska, it's down almost 20%, the number is showing. So that's a big number. Of course, you got California in there, and you've got...
And I also think a little bit might have to do with, especially when we've talked to people that we know that do real estate down in the true Northwest, Washington, Oregon, and Northern California, is they're doing non-traditional showings where they just have one mass showing of the property and then wait for the offers to come in. So you're not necessarily going to see every individual showing that property really had. So I do think that sort of makes the numbers for the Northwest a little skewed, talking to other realtors and how they're conducting business down there.
Yeah, no, that's very true. And the other one is when you have less inventory, there's going to be less showing. So just keep in mind that that's a thing. But it's a great indicator to let you know what buyer demand is like. But we got to look at the numbers. And, you know, your buyers that are out there, you need to know, you know, you guys already missed out on if you didn't buy this last year, you missed out on 20% appreciation year over year. But now it's time to circle back, and if things are going to be calmed down a little bit more normal, less competition, houses on the market a little bit longer, we'll talk about that soon. It's a little bit more normal. Again, like Lisa said, it's not a turn down, but it is more quote-unquote normal. So there's going to be some more price reductions. You're going to see more inventory. You'll see less bidding wars. But stuff that's really nice in a nice location is still going to have big competition. So... that's not going to change, and Lawrence Young also agrees with that. So for your sellers, you just need to start having conversations with your professionals now. You just need to get your hands on data, and you just need to talk to your realtors and look at their listing presentations and inform yourself, because like Lisa said, it's not going to drop out, but you just need to know what's out there. You need to know what your competition is. You need to price yourself appropriately, and things will change. We'll get to a balanced market at some point. Again, it's still a seller's market. The average listing out there on the market right now is 18 days, so 3 weeks on the days on market. The old balance market was 6 months. According to the National Association of Realtors, it's now 4 months. But yeah, so it's still a seller's market, but you got to pay attention. Got to pay attention to what your competition is out there. Make sure you're pricing appropriately. You don't want your house stagnant and sitting on the market. People will still scratch their heads wondering what's wrong with this house if it's sitting on the house, it's been sitting there for a month.
And we're starting to see, you know, early on when it was hectic, houses were going to the market. They weren't touching anything. They knew it was going to sell, little prep to no prep on some properties. And it's now to the point I do think some of these properties, they are going to have to start considering doing some prep on the property, maybe addressing some of the issues that are apparent. And I think that's good for everyone when that happens, though.
So true. I was just thinking about that this morning. But yeah, I mean, there's got to be less sellers calling the price out, you know, dictating the price. They've got to start listening to their professionals. They've got to start looking at market data. They got to know about the dangers of overpricing their property. So you really need to pay attention when things slow down a little bit like this. So, and you got to have patience too. I think sellers are expecting to get a lot of money for their houses and for it to sell very quickly. There's, I think, 350 pending sales right now in our market, and the average days on market is 18 days, so almost 3 weeks. So you need to know those numbers. You need to not freak out, and if your house doesn't sell and have 5,000 offers in the first hour, that you just need to know where the market's at right now. So please make sure you're talking to a professional and having those discussions. And like Lisa said, yeah, you just – 2 years ago or a year ago, where, you know, if a house was not burning down, we, you know, it would get multiple offers, and we'd really tell people that you maybe don't need to do all the things that you would normally do if it were in a balanced or a buyer's market. So I really think you need to spend the time and money to do some of the little things to make your house present itself in the best light. I think you'll get the most money out of it. And that's something we can help you with. Talk about return on investment, where you really need to throw your money at. But you really need to start thinking about making your house compete with the other houses. So again, we're not heading to a downward price appreciation market. That's not happening. We're not going to say they're going to be worth less this fall than they are today. We're just letting you know that the rate of increase is definitely slowing down, and it's time for everybody to start sharpening their skills, start sharp listening to their professionals, and really get themselves prepared. So Lisa, there's 350 houses on pending right now. It includes Delta's very little. There's very few houses down there. Do you want to take a guess on how many of those are single family versus multifamily?
Oh, in this market, it has to be in the 90s, have to be single family. Yeah, would be my guess.
Absolutely right.
Duplexes, yep. And triplexes. I haven't seen a ton of them lately.
I think it's 5 to 8% is multifamily, and but yeah, the rest is all single family. Not a lot of condos. There's not a lot of townhomes, so it's quite interesting. So let me go on. I need to talk a little bit more about. Lisa, I talked about the buyers kind of having unexpected costs when they're buying houses. There really shouldn't be, and I think a lot of us just do our homework and make sure that we advise the heck out of our buyers so there is no surprises. But nationwide, there's buyers that are being surprised with costs. And like the number one is taxes. They're surprised when they find out what their tax bill is. And I don't know how. You should be educated up front. You should be educated during the closing process. You should be doing your own homework as a buyer. You should not be shocked at what the taxes are in your house.
And it's on the MLS sheets. It's clearly stated what the last reported taxes are. So it's information. You just have to do your homework, and your professional should be doing the homework so you do know where to look and what the costs are going to be. Because it does vary widely throughout the borough. I mean, there is different mill rates and different tax rates throughout the community, and so it's good to be knowledgeable and know one isn't it's apples to oranges in some areas.
Yeah, and the number two item that buyers are surprised is by utilities. Again, I know there's a lot of, I think realtors have doubled in our town in the last 2 years. I'm not saying they're horrible or uneducated, but they should hopefully be going through some of the simple things like what's last year or two's worth of utilities look like. You never want a buyer moving into a house and being shocked. You don't want to move into a house and being house poor. So you need to have all those conversations up front, educate them, make sure that they understood when you're doing your offer, that they've understood the utility, the cost of getting into the house. And yeah, you don't want to put somebody in a position where they're going to fail in a home.
And that's especially true with a lot of our homes being heated with oil. You sort of need to forecast a little bit that we are looking at oil probably not being super reasonable this winter, and to do the math and do the adjustments for the previous oil usage was on the property, so you have a ballpark, so you can budget for that, and you know what you're getting into, and you're comfortable, and you don't have a big surprise in January.
And the other item that buyers are spending more than they were expecting to, and about $10,000, $11,000 more, and I think a lot of that just has to do with the multiple offer situation that they got into, or having to pay over appraised value, or AKA appraisal guarantee.
And some buyers it can get emotional, and you've already made the offer, and now it's a little bit of competitive, and a little, I fall in love with this house, I've written the offer, and so they go further down the path than they expected to, and I'm not surprised by that. Just so they win their house, but they did pay more than they forecasted to or expected to, but they did win their house, so they're very happy.
Some other items, you know, people are, there's, you've got, there's maintenance that goes along with keeping your house up, as you and I know, Lisa. You've got landscape, and there's all sorts of stuff that goes into it. So just make sure you're getting educated before you buy your house and know what you're getting into.
And we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And don't miss Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30, talking everything food and fun in Fairbanks. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Welcome back to Alaska Real Estate Today. I'm Lisa Maynard.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
And we were just doing news and notes of what's going on in the market and some items that we have seen come up in the last month or so.
Yep, and I'm going to try and pivot into talking about floods, flooding homes, our houses flooding. Floods are a real thing. So, well, our house has never flooded before, but it did. Well, it's right now. It's we're underwater.
Not the whole house, just the lower level.
Yeah, we have a daylight basement, and there's a couple different theories out there what's causing it. But really what we want to do is educate you on what you need to do to help prevent water entering your home, whether it be from rainfall, snow melt, groundwater, whatever it may be. There's some things you need to do. I know with our house that we were getting a little worried about it. We actually brought an engineer out last fall. We're like, hey, we need to probably look at a site plan on getting the water away from the house because something's going to happen in the future. And of course, that was in the fall. We didn't get anything done. And then the spring, water came in the house. We had about a foot of water. We're down to about an inch. So that's a whole nother story. But you need to take some you need to take some preventative measures. So first thing is to, when you're buying a house, your engineer and your realtor should probably also know this. Even though they're not engineers, they should be able to know that if a house is graded appropriately away or if it has gutters. But get an engineer inspection, and they will be able to tell you, hey, you know what? You're pretty flat around your foundation. Water's probably going to pool up here. It's probably going to get in down to your foundation, and it's probably going to find its way to your basement. So you need to grade that away. You know, if this house doesn't have any gutters, you might want to put some gutters on so that water has somewhere to go, and or downspouts. You're missing downspouts, so.
Or having downspouts run far enough away from the property. We do encounter a number of properties to go to do have gutters and do have downspouts, but they're very short, and you want the water to make it way out away from your property, not just a foot of downspout.
Right.
And you can get those little extension hoses that hook onto your downspout that are real reasonable at Lowe's and Home Depot to run it off during the heavy breakup season.
Yeah, take your leaves out. You know, if you didn't get them out in the fall, that could be raising some havoc. You gotta pay attention. So I walk outside, go look at your house, see if you've got gutters, see if they're good gutters, see if they're overflowing, see if they have leaves in them, see if they have downspouts. And make sure you're, because it's going to happen all year. We get rain all year long, even though we're in a semi-arid environment. It feels like we've been getting a lot more rain lately. We've been talking with a lot of people that have also been experiencing flooding or know people experiencing flooding. It seems higher than usual this year. We had a lot of weird snow. We've had a lot of heavy rains lately, so.
And a lot of heavy snow. Our snow this year, not only did we have a lot of inches of snow, the inches of snow itself carried more fluid than our normal dry, you can use a leaf blower to blow away snow.
Yeah, and it can do more than just bring water and mud into your house. I've seen some houses in past years where it's actually caused the foundation walls to cave in down in the crawl space. So water can be pretty damaging, and it'll eat away everything. So you got to be smart. You need to take preventative measures, and you know, because it's expensive. You know, most homeowners insurance don't cover this type of water, groundwater coming in. So you've got mold remediation, you've got tearing out sheetrock and flooring. It can get expensive.
Yeah, and it's just important to keep on watching it. I mean, it does feel like we're finally on the backside of breakup right now. The leaves are green. But if you read the articles, the basin itself still has an incredible amount of moisture that is still going to move through the area. And so everyone just needs to keep on their heads and toes and be aware and make sure that they take care of their property.
Yeah, so reiterate, get a home inspection, make sure, and even if you're a homeowner, don't be afraid to get an inspection now. Well, maybe you want to sell your house in a year, two, or three, so you can start working on some of these items, and not messing around with water is a huge thing. For homeowners, Lisa and I have been through a house fire and now a flood. I would say one important thing is to make sure you document your personal property. So you can go through with a video, take pictures. But it's really wise to make sure that you are documenting what you have in your house in case you ever do have a fire and flood. We've had both, so it's a thing. Insurance companies, they want to take care of you. That's why it's out there. So you want to make sure you have clear documentation. Try to get an accurate number as possible. They want to know replacement costs. They'll depreciate it as appropriate. And they want to get some money in your hands so you can start rebuilding your lives and getting your stuff back together.
And another point about homeowners that Kirk and I were just discussing, with all this increase in property value that we have seen in the last 2 years, you really should revisit your homeowner's policy and make sure that your property is covered for the amount it is now worth. I mean, we've seen 20% increases, and if something unfortunately was to happen to your home, your insurance company will go back to the original value stated and will not automatically, well, there are a few way more expensive policies which would actually just do straight replacement costs, but the majority are based on the amount of the policy that you initially contracted for. But you can call your company and adjust upwards, and I recommend a lot of people look out to see where they're at to make sure that they're properly covered.
Yeah, so true, Lisa. And if you're listening out there, you want to know what your property value is right now. We don't expect anything. You don't have to list our home. But if you just want to know what it is, we'll do a quick CMA for you so you know what your market value is at. It's really good to up it with your insurance company. I totally agree, Lisa.
Yeah, we were talking to some realtors outside when we were at a conference, and they Northern Florida had, unfortunately, some natural fires, and that area had an incredible amount of appreciation, and a lot of homeowners are left in the lurch because they're looking at a house that was insured for $280,000 but is now worth almost over $550,000, and they lost their home in the fire. And now they don't know what to do because they have a huge gap that a lot of homeowners can't breach themselves.
If your property is experiencing unusual water, maybe it's the last couple of years, it's been starting to come into your basement. I've know of a couple of our rental properties that owners have been experiencing new water. Something you might want to consider is a sump pump. We just closed on a house with our client. We had it for sale. I think he has five sump pumps that are built down into his foundation. So they're kind of temporary cavities, if you want to, but it's
Here's an interesting system. It was engineered for the fact that it was in a lower lying area, and whoever built the house knew that this possibly was going to be a problem, so he engineered it into the lower level of the house, which was really nice.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't make the house weird or unusual. And you know, maybe it's not as typical up here. I'm sure in the lower 48 you see a lot more of it, but sump pumps are a thing. In fact, our first house up here had a built-in sump pump. We were over on Kellum on the bowling alley and 50s house, and it had a sump pump built right down into the old 50s foundation. So it is a thing. It can work.
And it did run every spring. I would hear it would kick on automatically, and every spring during breakup, it would kick itself on and start doing its business, and we never had a problem with it, and it was a house built in 1954 with that system.
Yeah, we have five in our house right now. One thing to check is the check valve. Those can go bad. In fact, the house that we just sold, the check valve went bad, and so he had to get a professional out there, and they redid a couple of the check valves. So every year, you probably want to bring somebody in if you can't do it yourself, and get a professional in there to check those out, because again, it's not worth to skimp on them.
Well, and I think it's just like how everyone knows to check on their heat tape, and as we into the colding months, make sure it plugged in and everything. Everyone who has a sump pump system in their house to check it before breakup, like February, make sure everything seems like it's okay before the water shows up. And it seems like we're getting more and more water each year.
We talked about cleaning your gutters and downspouts, cleaning both. Don't get lazy. Make sure you do it. Get up there. Tie yourself off, however you want to do it. Hire a professional. But make sure those are clean and stay clean. Make sure you do it in the fall and check them again in the spring. We had an engineer on here a few weeks ago. Lisa, do you remember what he said about the gutter guards?
Gutter guards are not a good idea in our environment. The nice little things that are coming off the birch trees right now are just small enough to sort of fall in there and get caught up, so it actually plugs up the leaf guard system, and then it can actually make little baby trees. So the engineer said it's just not the best system for us up here with the foliage we have in our market.
Another recommended item, if you feel like you might be in a new or past flood prone area or have a house that has had history of flooding, something to consider is, I call it a flood puck, but they're little flood sensors. And one option is a ring. So ring, you can get actually the systems are pretty cheap, and on top of the motion detection and the heat detection, you can also have a little puck that will sense moisture, and so you can be somewhere on vacation and all of a sudden, hey, there's...
Yeah, place it in the lowest corner of your house, and it's just like a little hockey puck that just keeps an eye on your house.
But it's nice if you're traveling, you might not want your water sitting there for 14 days while you're on vacation, and you can have somebody hit it right away. So there's a lot of things you can do to deal with not having water damage, so just make sure you talk to a professional, make sure you get a home inspection. Lisa, next week we are going to have a special guest on. my father's going to come on. We're going to talk about, we're going to look at investment analysis reports, things to look at, cash on cash, return on investment, what are capitalization rates, what is cash flow important. So a couple different numbers that we're going to take a peek at and what's important. We're also going to talk about taxes, tax deductions, the SALTs, SALT deduction.
I will have him explain all this next week in regular terms.
Yeah, not double dipping with the Fed. And we might talk about 1031 exchanges too. So please join us next week for a special episode.
Everyone, go enjoy your Saturday. Stay tuned for The Buzz.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to kfar.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.